Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace. I would like to say peace, peace. Shalom. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Barokatah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. I would like to say peace. I would like to say hello. What's up to everybody out here tuning in? I would like to get a shout out to Culture Freedom Radio. Get a shout out to Lions Vibes Radio. I'd like to get a shout out to Liberation Tabernacle Ministries. And I would like to give a shout out to my brother in ministry, Maure REI Israel. As y'all know him, some of y'all might know him as Brother Sun right now. some of y'all don't know, you know, he's out for a little while. The brother gonna be back. We'll get him back. God, y'all speed. he's out, you know, brother little under the weather, you know, but he's healing, he's doing better, and like I say, he's getting it back slowly together. So I want y'all to keep him in y'all prayers. So right now, you know, I'm taking the lead right now. And I told him, Chief Rabbi David Israel, the Maure, as some of y'all know Maure, I'm Maure also. I told him I was going to take the lead and I was going to, you know, that I was going to take the lead, that I was going to, you know, that I was going to run it for a little while till he, you know, get himself back together. That's what brothers do. You know, we both brothers. We both brothers, cousins, family and ministry, family and y'all, you know. And like I said, man, he stood by me so many times, you know, when things, you know, got rough for me, you know, he knew that, you know, I had to get my head back together. I had to get back together, you know, and hell, I told him, you know, bro, I gotta sit back for a little while. He always respected my, you know, decisions. He always, you know, stood with me, you know, made sure that I was, you know, he, you know, stayed, held stuff down, you know. So, you know, that brother, he's a very caring brother. And like I said, I love that brother, you know. It's something good, you know, in that brother, something great in that brother, you know. And God is with him, Yah's with him. You know, and like I said, man, we just got to hold down for the brother. And like I said, man, you know, I talked to him earlier. He said he's doing better, you know. And like I said, he's getting back together. So, you know, like I said, that's good, you know. And hopefully he can come back home, you know, be with us, you know. But like I said, I told him I'm going to hold it down. I always got the brother back. I don't care what it is. So, today I'm going to be talking. So today I'm going to be talking about some things. I'm going to be talking about some things, I'm not gonna, you know, get too deep, you know, for brothers and sisters, you know. Y'all know I look at things from a biblical standpoint and all. Now, you know, and like I said, whoever's, you know, y'all listening, y'all know. You know, David, y'all call me Dave, you know. I give my honest truth, you know, with sincerity of God. Now, there was a shooting in Akron, Ohio. And I was going to talk about this because, you know, in the black community, you know, and especially me, I'm a so-called Judahite, meaning that, you know, I'm a Hebrew, but I come from a tribe of Judah, Yahawadah, you know, as we said, which is, you know, the praiseworthy dog, where everything comes from, Judah. You know, the More Ariah Israel, he comes from a tribe of Judah also, so... You know, so so-called black Americans, families from the South, and I rep the South, you know, so there was a shooting in Akron, Ohio. It was, according to CNN, it happened last week, you know. A guy by the name of Jalen Walker suffered at least 60 wounds in fatal police shooting. Akron police chief says as authorities released body cam footage. It says in Akron, Ohio, a 25-year-old black man suffered at least 60 wounds when police officers fatally shot him last week. Following a high-speed chase during which the man fired a gun out the driver's side window, authorities said. Jalen Walker was unarmed at the time he was killed, though a gun was recovered from his car after the shooting. Akron, Ohio Police Chief Stephen Milet said at a news conference Sunday when police released large portions of body cameras videos from 13 officers who were at the scene, prompting more questions about Walker's death June 27. Now, this is on CNN.com for y'all, so courtesy to CNN. It says, related article, Ohio police officers on paid administrative leave after failed shooting of Jalen Walker. The shooting remains under investigation by the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigations. According to Milet, 8 police officers fired their weapons following the vehicle pursuit in a short foot chase, believing Walker was turning towards them, reaching towards his waist and moving into a firing position. While a medical examiner report found Walker suffered at least 60 wounds, the medical examiner is still working to determine how many times he was shot and which wounds are entrance wounds and which are exit wounds. Milet said the BCI has yet to confirm the number of times Walker was shot. Milet said, and it's still not known how many rounds police officers fired. However, based on the video, I anticipate that number to be high. He said a lot of rounds were fired. The incident began about 12:30 last Monday when police say Walker fled as officers attempted to initiate a traffic stop for traffic and equipment violations. About 40 seconds after the pursuit began, police say a gunshot was fired from Walker's vehicle. That changes the whole nature of traffic stops. Milet said Sunday it went from being a routine traffic stop to now a public safety issue. And then the pursuit continued. After several minutes, Walker got out of his car and fled on foot. Police said officers deployed tasers. Milet said, but they were unsuccessful in subduing Walker. The incident ended soon after when, according to a police timeline, Walker stopped and quickly turned towards the officers. And officers discharged their weapons. At least one officer can be heard near the end of videos that were released shouting, "Cease fire." The eight officers who Mallett said were directly involved in the shooting have all been placed on paid administrative leave per department policy. According to the information released by the city, seven of the officers are white and one is black. The video is something that should never, ever have to be seen. Ken Abarno, an attorney for Walker's family, said at a separate news conference Sunday, "Each time I've watched the video, it's gotten worse for me." Abarno said, "Every movement that I see, every shot that I heard, and every time that I see Jalen lying on the ground, just gets more and more horrific." How the shooting unfolded. The video released by police includes footage from the body worn cameras of 13 officers who were at the scene. According to police, the events that led to the shooting began around 12:30 a.m. when police attempted to stop Walker, who was driving a silver Buick, for traffic and equipment violations. What we know about the fatal police shooting of Jalen Walker, about 40 seconds after Walker drove away from police, a second consistent with a gunshot can be heard on the body-worn cameras of the officers. Police said a narrated video timeline of the incident. Police also said a flash of light could be seen on the driver's side of the car at the time of the sound. Mallett said officers retrieved a shell casing near the scene of the attempted traffic stop that was consistent with the firearm that Mr. Walker had in his vehicle. The BCI will be determined whether or not that casing came from the gun or not. He added that a traffic camera captured what we believe to be a muzzle flash coming out of the car. Again, the BCI will be determining whether or not that is the case. Toward the end of the pursuit, some of the footage shows the silver car Walker was driving stopping before he began to exit the driver's side of the vehicle. At least one officer shouted, "Let me see your hands," and tells him not to move. The video shows Walker getting back into the car, which slowly moves so forward. He then seen getting out of the passenger side door and running from officers. The police narration of the video says officers attempted to safely take the suspect into custody by deploying the tasers, and shows a still frame of an officer deploying a taser. The tasers were unsuccessful, and Walker continued to run, the narration says. At least one officer yells for Walker to show his hands. One video shows the foot chase continued for several seconds. And at one point, Walker stopped and quickly turned towards the pursuing officer. The police narration says officers.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. At Trav Maka. Whew. It says the police there, it says, Slovakia, the officers reacted by discharging their firearms, striking the suspect. Dozens of gunshots are heard over 7 seconds as officers fire at Walker. A number of the videos show the shooting ends after at least one officer shouts, cease fire, 3 times. Police said the images of Walker as he was shot have been blurred at the ready of the request of the family. But in some of the footage, he appears to be on the ground as gunfire continues. Walker died from multiple gunshot wounds to the face. At abdomen and upper legs, CNN affiliate Woods reported, citing findings by his media partner, the Akron Beacon Journal. The journal, which was allowed to review an investigative worksheet at the medical examiner's office, said it indicated that Walker was observed laying on his back and was in handcuffs when a medical examiner investigator arrived at the shooting scene. A handgun and loaded magazines were found in Walker's car after the shooting. Police said, along with a gold ring. Now, it says right here, I'm going to show you something. Now, it says right here, a Walker's family called for change. Walker's family wants him to be remembered as a fun-loving young man who was full of life, said Robert DeJourney, a relative and the pastor of St. Ashworth Temple Church of God in Christ. We're God-fearing folk who believe God in God, and we want to exemplify that even in this process, DeJourney told CNN. We don't want any rioting or anything like that. The family hopes the shooting will lead to change, DeJourney said. It says, we want to take that and we want to use it for the benefit of systematic change. DeJourney said, we want to be treated like human beings. You know, black men, young men, they're afraid when it comes to police. That shouldn't be, he said. While the family wants answers from police, they also want the police to give peace, give dignity, and give justice a chance for Jalen. Attorneys for Walker's family said after police released the footage, Walker had never broken the law a day in his life. No crime of any kind. Bobby DeCello, another family lawyer, said Walker's behavior Monday would be indicted of some distress, seeing fear, something that he was going through, DeCello said. So I'm not even going to finish that article, but that was on CNN. Now, the reason why, you know, I went into that, and, you know, and that was an article on CNN.com, courtesy of CNN. Is the reason why is because we all deal with the racism. We all dealt with the police. We all dealt with law enforcement. We all dealt with, we all have dealt with some kind of authority over over some kind of authority. So when it comes time for, black organizations and just that situation alone. Now, I feel sorry for what happened to the brother. And I'm a so-called Judite black American myself. I love my peoples. Now, I don't want nobody to put this on Culture Freedom Radio. I don't want nobody to put this on Live 5 Radio. I don't want nobody to put this on Liberation Tabernacle Ministry. But Dave said this. Because I speak from Yah. When we're looking in the book of Genesis, which is called Bereshit, Cain killed his brother Abel because he was jealous of him. Now, black on black crime started with Cain and Abel. Now, I've had my dealings with the law and law enforcement. Hell, I had my DCJCS for security, which I did back when I was in practicing Islam. I used to do security on the side, and have my, certification, all that. Now, the one of the reasons why I stopped, because y'all know I do hair. I've always been a hairstylist, even when I was a kid. I always wanted to do hair, cut hair, which I'm licensed in professionally. But as I got older, because, my size, I've always been big, Heck, I was always big. Never played sports, but always big. Now, as you know, I talk about my background and the reason why I got into security. And I got my certification at that time was because all my life, I was always expelled from schools. I got bullied growing up for being big. So I was always fighting my bullies. I was always, regardless if it was black, regardless if it was white, regardless if it was male, female, I hated it. I was always in and out of alternative schools, They always in and out of the juvenile facilities, all of that. I went through all that. I cleaned up my life, years later. And when I say years later, when I say cleaned it up, I learned to ignore, starting with me, I tell you, I was started getting into Islam and all that other stuff, and you know, that kind of taught me how to just ignore people and learn how to fight for change another way. Now, let me get into this security thing. Now, I got my certification because people's always joking me because my size, how I look, how tall I was, being big, dark skinned, you know. So, get a little bit of air. All right. So that's why I got to security. So when I was going through security school for, you know, like private security, like, you know, not law enforcement, but, you know, security guard. You know, the guy who trained me, the, you know, place that trained me, the guy was a police troop. He was a police, law enforcement, all that. You know, he ran the private security school. Now, I was not law enforcement. Keep in mind, I've never been on that side. I just got my private security, you know, security guard. Because I, you know, wanted to be a bouncer, you know. I'm that big, you know. So, and plus I was in Islam. All my Muslim brothers at the time all had the DCJCS, the, you know, the certification for, you know, security. So I got mines, and you know, and one thing that stood out to me that the white officer told us when he certified us, he had all the white people or non-black people who was in getting their certification, step out to class. One thing he said, and always stuck out to me, and it messed me up. He said, and he said this verbatim, he said, you all who are black that's getting your security certification, when you have to stop black people, you're going to have to use deadly force. You're going to have to wrestle with your own kind. He said your number one enemy is going to look like you. Now, I'm not justifying what the white officers was doing, because I don't, you know, I don't roll that way. But when I heard that, I knew I was not cut out for security. I got my security certification, and I was security work that field, was bodyguard, did bodyguard work, you know, for a little while. I did it on the side for people I knew that needed security parties. You know, if somebody was doing an event, I was, you know, guard them. But when they said that, that messed up my security, what I wanted to do as a security officer. Y'all want to hear what that is? That's that 4th of July fireworks back there. So that is not shooting. No, there is no shooting. There's fireworks in the back. People shooting fireworks in my neighborhood. I don't know why, but anyway. But when I heard that, that messed me up. And so I said that's messed me up. I said, I can't be like that. And I said, matter of fact, I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to be like that. And matter of fact, I said I wasn't going to be like that. one thing I've noticed, that they train the black police officers and black security officers to be worse on their own people. Now, I'm not diverting of what's going on. And right now in Akron, Ohio, which I've read different articles, they are having protests in the middle of the streets, even though the family said not to. They are doing their Black Lives Matter out there. They got Nation Islam out there. They got the, some of the mainstream Hebrew Israelite camps out there yelling, marching, doing all that stuff. I'm going to tell y'all something. I don't want the white police officers to be let off the hook. But I'm going to say this. We got to worry about the black police officers. Because they're trained to hate their own worse than the white ones. And just like Cain and Abel, the black police officers will treat you worse than the white ones. Anybody listening, you got an issue with Brother David saying this, then heck, you take it up with me. I'll address it. But black security, black law enforcement, they are told, and they are told to be coons against their own people. And just that I've heard that in security school, when I got my training, that turned me away. Because even black security, they're trained to be like that. The scripture said, Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way that he must go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And see, they tell black law enforcement, black police, black security, like I said, I did black bodyguard work. They trained them and instill in them to be coons that hate their own people. And I'm a victim of that. I'm gonna tell you something, that's not to me black law enforcement, they're not to me black security, they're not to me black people who are in authority who are nice. Now, I told y'all about the situation that happened to me. You know, I was working for a professional salon, barbershop, about 2 or 3 years ago. I had quit the job that I was on, the shop that I was at for 3 years, and I got a position to another shop that I thought was going to be better. Now, some of y'all heard, and I will say it all the time. Now, I have heart failure. I have severe sleep apnea, and I have heart issues. I have now having severe sleep apnea and heart issues, other issues with my health, causes me to just pass out. So I got this new job, and I sat down because, you know, we wasn't cutting, we wasn't busy. Now, keep in mind, we had a black supervisor, and the shop was 80, like, it was just me, there was another sister, and there was another sister that worked that shop. Now, the other half of the shop, it was two white people, and the rest were Asians. It was majority Asians that worked at this place of business. Now, when Now, when I had, dozed off, drowsed off, I was sitting in a chair. Now, I put it on my application. I put it in the system that before I got jobbed, I had that disability, that it's a lifelong disability, well documented, everything. And so I put it on my application. I told them about it, made it aware of it, and I also have other medical issues like allergy problems, which I have severe, which, you know, I have to take allergy pills and other things for. I have to sleep with a sleep machine, a ventilator, all that. So, I had, keep in mind, the black male was supervisor, but majority of the shop was Asians. And so, I had drowsed off. I didn't know. This Asian lady had took a video of me drowsing off. Instead of calling for help, instead of tapping me on the shoulder, that took a video of me. Now, I didn't know. So a couple of days later, I got, because they had been throwing a little bullshit at me on the job or whatever. I guess they wanted to run me out of there. So they called me to the office, white people, the people at top. They said, we have a video on you falling asleep, drowsing off, and I told them, you know, it's on my application, it's a disability, you know, severe sleep apnea, heart problems, da-da-da. And so I, brought in other documents for my doctors. Now, do you know? I was thinking, okay, because with medical problems, you can get doctors know, okay, that should be the end of that. Now, they told me they caught it on the barbershop camera. Because all businesses have cameras. Now, do you know what they said? 2 weeks later, they fired. 3 weeks later, they fired me. And do you know that when I got my termination paperwork, that it said that it was a barbershop camera, that it was this Asian lady who had took a video of me without my permission because you can't film nobody in workplaces. It was a sister who used to talk nice to me, who was a receptionist of the shop. And it was a brother who was a supervisor talking crap about me. It was another sister who smiled in my face every week and was talking to me. All wrote up letters going against me. Now, I never disrespected none of these, nobody at the workplace. Always friendly, always respectful. I never disrespect nobody. When they would call me to the side, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. But guess what happened? Not just this Asian lady, but black people in the workplace did this shit to me. Lost a good job. Now, I filed EEOC complaints and did all that stuff. They ain't do nothing. They told me that it couldn't do nothing. And I put it up there that it was the Asians that they did me like crap, whatever. Didn't make no difference. Still got fired. Still got fired. Ain't had no case, none. Didn't have no case, none. My case in point, black supervisor. Never disrespect them, never disrespect nobody in there. It wasn't the white people in there. It was this Asian lady, and it was these niggas that did this to me. So all I gotta say is, I don't wanna hear nothing about no white man shooting no black people. Not sound like no, don't take this as everybody up here feel this way. But I'm saying, cause I feel this way. Black people who are authority, who are in figureship, that hate black people worse than white people. The Asians that you see, that authority shit, they hate black people worse than anything. And I know that's what y'all gonna start doing. I already know the protest. Yeah, see how the white police did black man. See how they did? I'm gonna tell y'all something. There's more Latinos and more black people on the damn law enforcement than anything. When the Mike Brown situation happened, people was blaming white people, the white police officers. But do you know with the Mike Brown case, it was an Arab, an East Indian that called police on Mike Brown, that accused Mike Brown of stealing. He wasn't white. Ain't nobody said nothing. Same thing with Eric Garner. Black people was going off on the white police, Black Lives Matter, all that stuff. But the guy who choke held Eric Garner was the dude was Italian and Puerto Rican. How come we have an issue with the Italians and the Puerto Ricans? They don't consider themselves white or black. Why we have issues with the people that's non-white? Y'all always talking about white folk. Y'all ain't got a problem with white law enforcement. Y'all ain't got, but y'all talk about the Spanish law enforcement. You don't talk about the Arab law enforcement. You don't talk about the Asian law enforcement. Y'all can talk about the black law enforcement who are damn coons. I'm tired of this. Y'all blame white people for every goddamn thing. Black people gotta stop this. Same thing with George Floyd. When George Floyd got killed, do you know the officers that stood on George Floyd's neck? They were doing Masonic poses. They was kneeling on the brother's neck. Like if you, and I did a breakdown of this. They were all doing Masonic poses. That kneeling down, what is it, kneeling on my naked left knee, that's a Masonic ritual. George Floyd was and y'all get mad at this, but the man who killed George Floyd, the officers that did, the Derek Chauvin's and then that other one, y'all blame white people, but they wasn't even white. The one light-skinned dude was a damn Somalian. And then the Derek Chauvin, he was damn Eastern European. Hell, how come y'all ain't had no smoke against them damn Arabs and them European white folks? Y'all want to blame white America, but y'all talking about the white folk that come over here that ain't from here. Deuteronomy 28:37 said, "Thou shalt become astonishment, a proverb among all nations where the Lord should lead thee." These people come over here from other nations and they're put as gatekeepers over black people. Y'all have all this smoke against white people. Y'all need to stop that. I'm not taking up for white people. I'm not taking up for the Esau white folk whoever y'all want to say, I'm not no bad witch. I ain't no Uncle Tom. I ain't no Sambo. I'm none of that. But I'm just saying, when it come time for these people who are in authoritarianship, who are gatekeepers over black people, that are destroying black people, that are authoritarianship, these people are not white. Same thing with the Boule, the Prince Hall, the John G. Jones Masonry, and the Divine Nine, the AKAs, Nation Islam, all these Black Lives Matter, all these black organizations that y'all are protesting with, that are telling you to hate whitey, all these our organizations started by people who are not white and are not black. And so they start these organizations as opposition to Americans, as a hustle. Now, a lot of these people, when you look at Nation Islam, Farah Muhammad, he was Pakistani. I'm a former member of Nation Islam at one point. Farah Muhammad was Pakistani, Arab, whatever you want to call him. Y'all, Nation Islam, they first started out, white man devil. All that stuff. But y'all don't talk about the white man in other countries. Farah Muhammad, Arab, but y'all talk about the Arab Muslim issues, how the Arabs kill black people in Middle Eastern countries. Y'all black Muslims, y'all always got a problem against white Jewish people, white Christian people. But how come y'all talk about how the Arabs in the Middle Easterns destroy black people in the damn black community? Huh? Y'all talking about how the Asians come up in the black communities with their corner stores and their wig shops and all that. And they sell you all this stuff that's fake. They come up in your community, sell you fake meat. Them stinking ass Filipinos, and them stinking ass Koreans, and them stinking ass Japanese. You don't talk about how they come in your community to gain an economical foothold. You always talk about white people, but these people don't consider themselves white. And how about these Latinos? They ain't black either. They come up in your community, you know, get all the resources and come there and destroy your community. Y'all go against them. We got to talk about this. We're tired of all that. That black and white race thing that y'all keep doing. I'm telling you, it's money and race in black and white racism. And that's why these countries, people from other countries came over here to start those organizations. Even when you're looking at some of these Hebrew Israelite camps, and even when you're looking at a lot of these Hebrew Israelite camps that have the 12-tribe chart, they accept Mexicans, they accept Puerto Rican, they accept Dominican, they accept all these other races, but these other races come up in there, grow up in these camps, they talk crap about Judah, they talk crap about black Americans, they do all that shady stuff, and then they go, and then they want you to mix in with them to destroy your own. They don't never talk about their problems. They always, you hear all these Puerto Rican, Mexican camp leaders, oh, how about Jake? They call black American men Jake. They call us all kinds of derogatory names. They call black women the nigger woman. They talk all this stuff. They use their little Puerto Rican members and their Mexican members to talk crap about black Americans. We're tired of that. But y'all don't have no smoke with them. Y'all don't have, and I'm going to tell you something. Spanish people are number, they outnumber black Americans. Mexicans outnumber black Americans. They outnumber white folks. Especially in law enforcement, they do. And security also. So we need to talk about these issues. It's not just a black and white issue. It's beyond that. And these people from other countries that are not black, that are not white, they're the ones pulling the strings to have you keep going with that black and white race thing. And even with the Black Panthers was started, y'all talk all that black, white man shit, but y'all gotta realize the Panthers was funded by Asians. The Panthers was the original Panthers, the guns was given to the Huey Newton and all them by Asians. All the old people were funded by Asians and Middle Easterns. That's who fund all these organizations. All these organizations are funded by people that are not from here. And so we got to really talk about this. Because it's disgusting how y'all are, you know, coming over here and, yeah, man, these people, the white man, and sister boy, and sister girl, and, yeah, we got to talk about this oppression. And y'all get all these dumb organizations, the Black Militia, the Black Panthers. Y'all get Nation Islam, Black Lives Matter. Y'all get all these organizations to keep this black and white issue going. But really, it's not white people who's there, who's not really doing all this. And so we got to really talk about this. Because this black and white issue thing, and like I said, to the brother named Walker who got shot and killed by the police, I said condolences to his family. But I'm going to tell you something. Please direct these people who are going to be talking in protest, please direct them to another way of taking their frustration out. Because all these protests, all these, you know, whitey did, whitey, we got to get out of all that. Get out of all that. The people who got me fired from that one job was Asians and black folk. You know, so we got to really talk about this. Because these are the people who are into all this. These are the people who starting this trouble. We looking at the show Love and Hip Hop. We see the main people up there. You see some of these black, so-called black women up there that wearing weaves and all that. A lot of those women ain't black. Jocelyn Hernandez is a Puerto Rican. She has this show, Jocelyn's Cabernet, exploiting black women. Huh? Trying in the name of black women. Knowing they're Puerto Rican. Making fun of black women. Cardi B is Puerto Rican, Dominican, and Trinidadian. She's not a black woman. Rolling her neck, doing all that Bodak Yellow, joking black women, making fun of y'all culture. These people who are coming over here who are trying to put themselves as the face of black people, they're not black. And the people who y'all putting as the face of white people aren't white. When Trayvon Martin got killed, y'all was talking about how, oh, Trayvon, George Zimmerman, y'all was mad at George Zimmerman. I heard black people calling him a Jewish man. I heard them talking about how he was half Jewish. But they failed to one detail, that George Zimmerman was Mexican. He was raised by his Mexican family. George Zimmerman did not, he knew his white dad, but he wasn't raised by white Jewish people. He was raised by his Mexican family. So why won't black people turn in their frustration against these Latinos? And so we got to really talk about it. We see, you know, the black media right now. We see R&B music. We see, you know, R&B music used to be for black people. Now you got Bruno Mars up there. Bruno Mars took over and stole all black people's stuff. Try to act like Sammy Davis Jr. mixed with Morris Day and Jesse Johnson. We have to really talk about it. These people have stolen our identity. These people have stolen white folks' identity. They're replacing white people. You know, we talk about, you know, a BET. But BET is no longer black. We look at, you know, the exploitation of black women. Y'all never talk about DJ Khaled. Y'all talking about Eminem, but DJ Khaled is exploited black people more than anything. And he's a damn Arab. Every time he goes, DJ Khaled, we the best. DJ Khaled, we the best. All that stuff. He's an Arab. Palestinian. You don't talk about that. Same thing with Nicki Minaj, an Asian lady. Her family, she's a coolie Trinidadian Asian woman. And she up there, they talking crap about black women. Misrepresenting black women. Y'all black folk, y'all got a problem with white ladies. Y'all need to talk about these Asian women and some of these women from other nations. That's what y'all need to do. And so that's all I gotta say is we gotta stop with all that black and white issues for y'all out here who I'm pretty sure y'all, you know, y'all are probably saying, well, Dave, I'm not listening to this coon self, 'cause I know y'all probably gonna call me Carlton Banks. I know y'all probably gonna have send Brother Sunray a bunch of email talking crap. You get his ass off that chair. You heard they still you saying. Hey, I know y'all gonna be. You gotta get that. He sound like Candace Owens. That bro sound like Jesse Lee Peterson. You gotta get rid of that bro. I know some of y'all gonna be doing that. He messed up the program. He messed up. When you was gone, you heard that still you. I'm gonna tell you, I don't even care. I really don't. I just want truth to get out. Because y'all so busy, y'all on this black and white thing, and y'all need to realize it's your own people. Black law enforcement, black security, black, hell. Hey, I'm gonna put some out there. This dude that started IUIC, Nathaniel Ray, a police officer. You don't talk about that. And he stay talking crap about black people. Hell. That say he got more cases of beating up black people on duty than any damn cop out there. Shoot. You know, so yeah, we got to really talk about this, man. We really do, because, you know, I know that protest is about to get heated. I know y'all going to have this. This, y'all gonna have all kinds of names, honkies and saltines and all. I know y'all gonna be talking all this, but I don't care. It need to be said. Amos 5:23 says, take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vows. So I'm here to tell you right now, man, with all these Black Lives Matter videos, and that's another thing, too, I want to put out there. The LGBT community funds a lot of these organizations, too. That's another thing. That's the reason why they always got the singing out there. And I want to put something out there, too. I've been talking about this LGBT thing for a while. Now, Leviticus 18:22 says, "Thou shalt not lie out mankind as with womankind is abomination." I've talked about this for the last couple of Shabbats on Liberation Tabernacle. I've talked about this. They're pushing the LGBT more in Black communities. So why are they talking about that? Y'all want to talk about the killing of Black people. Want to talk about the LGBT killing Black men. Making them into girls and stuff. So we need to talk about that. That's another way of killing Black men. Don't just talk about these white law enforcement. Talk about how the LGBT community. Because they're putting this in there. The show called The Shy that I sometimes look at. Been looking at. They got the man proposing the trannies and all that. You know, that's you know, got two Black women as a couple raising a chair. You know, this is another form of killing. Y'all want to talk about Roe versus Wade. Let's talk about the damn lesbians, how the lesbians are not going to be able to mate with each other because they have what you call it. They don't have the right chromosomes. Because two females can't have kids together. Ain't no nut coming out your strap-on, bull dagger. All you butch chicks walking around here like Queen Latifah and Set It Off and Young Ma, y'all can't have no kids. I don't care how much hair you grow on your face. I don't care how many times you tape your titties up with tape. I don't care. Y'all can't have kids with another woman. All that walking around, yo, yo, yo. All that, get that up. You ain't no man. You ain't no real man. You ain't no real man. I'm a man. Okay? Y'all ain't no man. Stop all that bunch your face up. Looking like these bull daggers walking around looking like Ja Rule and stuff. Talking like Ja Rule. Well, I beat up a baby. Y'all put voice. Y'all bull daggers try to be damn Lil Wayne and stuff. No. But I'm just saying, and you know, I'm just saying, y'all need to stop this. Y'all got to, y'all. I'm just saying, you know. No. I'm just saying, you know, that stuff ain't cute, okay? Okay, so yeah, so y'all really have to talk about this. Because that's y'all talking about what the police killing y'all, but y'all got LGBT running all these organizations. So y'all don't, you know, with all that protesting and marching, you know, don't fall for all that. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of these protests are going to be ran by LGBT. And trust me, for the LGBT Pride Month last month, I seen Black Lives Matter shirt in rainbow colors. So y'all better be very careful about all that stuff. Okay? And then all them leaders that you got up there, it's sissies anyway. Jesse Jackson a sissy, Farrakhan a damn sissy. The scripture saying Jeremiah 23:1, woe be unto the prophets who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord. So y'all really got to look out for these false prophets, because all of them, I'm telling you, all of them look sick. And we don't know what they do. They be all in Hollywood doing these rituals and stuff. Y'all don't know. And Farrakhan, he always been an entertainer. He always sound fruity. Farrakhan ain't never sound straight. Yeah, my brother. Oh, that guy whisp and talk all soft, sounding like a damn sissy. And stuff. You know, and Jesse Jackson, a sissy too, Rainbow Coalition. Look at that, Rainbow Coalition. What is the rainbow synonymous with? LGBT community. Al Sharpton looking like an old black woman somewhere. You know, y'all, and you even got a lot of these Hebrew Israelite camp leaders as sissies. You got some damn hell. And another thing, too, I'm going to put out there, the drugs. Hey, that's another thing. How many of these leaders that's pushing weed that's in these pro-black organizations? Because I'm going to tell you something. Me and Ariel, who y'all know as Brother Sunray, we did interview some Hebrew leaders who have pushed and condoned marijuana use. And I'm going to tell you something. Marijuana lowers your testosterone. Okay? So a lot of these guys out here who with these leaders out here, they push this weed thing. You hear, trust me, you don't hear Nation of Islam speaking out against the marijuana no more. Wesley Muhammad was doing it for a second. You don't hear Reza Islam always talking about the vaccination, but how about not smoking weed? How come none of these leaders talk about that? Are they pushing for effeminate black men? Are they pushing for black men to have estrogen? We have to really talk about these leaders like that, because it's disgusting. Some of these leaders out here, they push for the LGBT communities. A lot of these leaders push for the weed smoking. We have to really talk about this. We have to. We do. Because it's disgusting, man. These leaders out here, some of these leaders out here, we got to really, really, really talk about this. Because these leaders might be more of your enemy than your friend. And for all these people that's protesting and you plan on marching for this Walker guy, y'all better get y'all mind right. Y'all better, because I'm telling you, these leaders, so a lot of these black leaders is more your enemies. Don't be doing all that black, white, long, white. Cops did, because some of these black cops, they the ones that help put the drugs in the black community. Hell, you go to some of these black neighborhoods, they drop the guns off in the middle of the street, in the middle of the bushes. Then that's how some of these criminals get their guns. So yeah, that's why they call it the trap house. Trap house is to trap you. They set that up for y'all to go out there and be doing wrong. They trap you into a life of crime. And a lot of these apartment complexes, which they own, which is owned, they ain't owned by white folk. They owned by Asians and a lot of these Arabs who put the dope in y'all communities. They're not white. Hey, guess what? A lot of these Arabs and Asians that own these stores, when they doing all that wrong and y'all get locked up for the drugs and stuff, they got, guess what? They don't get in trouble. You know why? Because they have Latino police, they have black law enforcement, they usually have them right on the payroll. The black security, they got them on payroll too. Trust me. And they get paid to look the other way. So that's all I got to say. These black-on-black protests, for y'all, for this walk the guy, you know, we have to really look at it. And another thing I'm going to put out there. You don't know how many of those police officers are Masons who are all clicked in and connected with the Jesuits and the Knights Templars and all them. You don't know how many of them connected. You don't know how many of them are in the same boat and go to the same large meetings and stuff. Because a lot of them people, they all go to the same meeting. They go right to the same meeting. They all do the little handshake. They all go and tell a little password and do their little weird satanic rituals. You don't know how many of them are, and you know they get paid. All some of them be in Divine Nine and all them organizations. You don't know. They all be clicked in together. And they all sit back there and laugh. Oh, yeah, they got a problem with the white police. Yeah, they got a problem with white security. Yeah, look at them dummies. Look at them dummies. Look what they doing. Yeah, they just don't know. And they sit back there and laugh. I remember, you know, my studying with the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, talked about the 5%, the poor rights teacher. He talked about the 10% slave owners, and he talked about the 85%, which is the blind, deaf, dumb. He said the 5% are the poor righteous teachers, the guys who have woke up to the enemy and the whoever your enemy is. And then he said the 10% was the slave owners, the rich, the ones that own the poor, the ones that run stuff, the gatekeepers, all these people to keep you down. To keep you 85%. Well, I'm going to tell y'all something. These people that you see are 10%ers. Farrakhan included. He's a 10%er too. He all up there pledging Omega Psi Phi. Q dogs and all them. Why black man got to be a dog? Y'all black Greeks, y'all talking about y'all Q dogs. I'm going to tell you something. I don't respect that. I got plenty of family that's HBCUs. That's one thing I don't respect is all that. You notice how the Kappas is all light-skinned. They consider the nerds and smart guys. But they got all these dark black educated men. They Q dogs. They got to be dogs. They had y'all barking there. Hey, y'all. Why must I say, here's a story about a nasty dog. A tiny dog. And y'all go step and do your look. And y'all go out there, y'all. Y'all go out there, y'all step and do all that. Y'all go do all that stuff. Good time, man. And y'all do all that. all of my love, peace and happiness, it only give to Omega. All of my love, peace and happiness, we only give to Omega. Oh, hey, of my love, hey, you only. Y'all know how y'all do. Y'all know how y'all do up there. Y'all. No, y'all know what y'all do. Omega. Peace and happiness. He wanna get to you, said all of my love. Hey, and y'all get up there, do all that bouncing and jumping and twirling like ballerinas and stuff, acting like monkeys. Hey, yeah, y'all know how y'all do. Y'all know how y'all. No, I don't care. If y'all define that, I don't care. I don't care. Screw y'all too. Y'all ain't nothing. Y'all 10% or two tired of that. Y'all got. Yeah, and what you got to Kamala? That's nothing I want to bring up. Kamala Harris. Yeah, y'all, when she ran for and Justice, shout out to Justice who be on the show every week. Yeah, with your Democratic ass. I know you love your Kamala Harris. I know you and your boo Kamala Harris somewhere laid up. And look, another thing. She said she was black. But she got up in that White House and she was what? An Asian American woman. And guess what? Kamala Harris, when she was in California, she locked up more single black moms than anything. Say, that wasn't no white man. Ain't no white man like y'all up. That was an Asian, y'all black female first lady. Vice President Kamala. Kamala, the old Arab, East Indian, dyed-haired Arab girl. Yeah, so y'all really gotta really look at who y'all real enemies is. And so with that, you know, and another thing, she was AK, Alpha Kappa Alpha, Divine Nine, huh? Ski-wee-wee, all that ski-wee-wee, and all that stuff y'all do. Yeah, all that thought up, the walk around wearing pink and green and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, y'all. I'm just saying, y'all, they played the hell out your ass. Kamala Harris up there with a damn pink and green, all that sister girl. She got up in there, sister girl. Sounded like an old Jill Scott Erykah Badu song. Sister girl. My AKA sister. All that stuff. All that throwing up the damn pink and green, pinky signs, all that demonic stuff that they do. You know, and then she plays y'all black women. And you know what? Another thing that she did, I smoke weed. You remember she went up there on the Breakfast Club, talking about she smoked weed and listened to Cardi B. Yeah, all up there, she listened to Tribe Called Quest. I don't know no black people listen to no Tribe Called Quest. I don't. I don't know any black people listen to Tribe Called Quest. I don't know any black people that listen to no damn Dismal Planets. I don't know. Shit. And you know, she gave her sister out, Cardi B. She ain't shout out no Queen Latifah. Huh? She had to shout, she had to push the most ratchet music she listened to out there. And pushing Q-Tip gay ass, talking about Tribe Called Quest. Q-Tip a bisexual Muslim. Been one for years. All that Benita Apple Palm, you gotta put me on. He gay as hell. Go with all them funky ass Heidi Klum. Q-Tip ain't black. He don't represent us. He don't represent niggas. And y'all sit up there and y'all listen to that. Huh? And she had to stoop so low to push She had to stoop so low to push all that stuff. I'm just saying, she had stooped so low, had to push the most ratchet stuff for black people to do. She stood up there and said she eat pork chop. Huh? Y'all remember when Kamala Harris did that Miss Pork Chop? We know damn well, look, I'm going to tell you, I done been a former Muslim. I'm going to tell you, all that Muslim that I knew that was Middle Eastern, they wouldn't dare eat no pork. They might sell it in their motherfucking store, but they is not eating that shit. They ain't eating that shit. So I don't want to hear that. So I know Kamala was lying. And so, like I said, we have to really stop with all that black and white thing. Because I'm going to tell you, some of these leaders who y'all going to be pushing for these protests are going to be they're going to be your enemy. They're going to have Al Sharpton, who's a Boulay gatekeeper too. Okay, who else? Farrakhan with his perm-wearing ass. We got his hair all fried down and slick down with that Dax and Mary. Farrakhan got them finger waves all in his hair. Oh, he's always talking suck like a damn sissy. My brother. Nigga, get out of here with all that. I want to hear some barking. Shit, I want to hear some toughness, some man in your voice. Hell. And brother Ben X can't use him because he ain't right either. Reads of Islam, we don't want to hear that either. He don't appeal to no young black people. Huh? And y'all notice how they all on TikTok, all like Suge Knight said, all in video, all on social media. Y'all gotta really look at these agents. Huh. All of them got ass curls and perms. You know, we really, how come ain't none of them got their natural hair? Huh? Yeah. So, yeah, we gotta really look at that, though. And so, you know, I'm gonna read you another scripture before I get out of here. I'ma read another scripture, Jeremiah 14:14. Then the Adonai said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not. And y'all, they are not sent by Yahweh. And even with these Hebrew Israelite camps, a lot of y'all ain't sent by Yahweh. If y'all push that 12 tribe chart, y'all ain't sent by Yahweh. So, it says, neither have I commanded them. And they don't push the commandments. None of them push the commandments. You notice how none of these Hebrew camps who stand out there and teach, they don't never teach Torah. They always talk about everything else but Torah. They don't never push Torah. They don't never talk about not smoking weed, not pushing the LGBT community. They always talk about every damn thing else, but they always talk about what the white man with Esau do. How about what we need to do as black men and black women, which is following these laws, statutes, commandments? How about that? I don't hear it see too many Torah Center brothers standing up there in front of the whole world protesting. Cause I think we know better. And we too raw for TV. The real Torah brothers out here, we too raw. And Allison Williams said, my love is so raw. My love, dude, my love is so raw. My Torah is so raw. The Torah is uncut. That's right. You have to have it. Oh, and look, when they put Torah Center brothers like me on TV, if they ever did, they would have to block blank out everything I say. Because it goes against the whole script. Yep, they're gonna have to put a parental advisory sign on the TV. Because the Torah is too raw. It's too raw, too uncut. And probably we ain't make HBO or Netflix. Heck, they don't want no tourists in a brother out here teaching the laws, telling you not to kill each other. Like, all this stuff I'm talking about tonight, how black people and how these Latinos and Asians and how non-white people are killing you more than anything, that they don't want to hear that. And the solution, which is love thy neighbor, which is in the book of Exodus, they don't want to hear no commandments. They don't want to put that out there for y'all to stop being lesbians and transgenders. Stop Leviticus 18:22. Thou's not lie with mankind as a woman kind of abomination. They don't want you to hear that. They don't want us on TV. They don't want us out there because we too raw. We too raw. That we what they said. We on that. What did they say about the Bone Thugs of Harmony? It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. It's the thuggish, ruggish bone. Yeah, we out there. They'll do us like they did N.W.A. back in the day. They'll do us like they did Uncle Luke and the Two Live Crew. They'll put a parental advisory sign and a blank out everything I say if they had this up there. We the real OGs out here. Ain't that what Jim Jones said? We certified gangsters. We're a Torah Center brothers. We certified Torah. Yeah, right. We certified Torah out here. That's right. Yeah, they don't want that. We the real G's out of Torah. If you follow Torah and stuff, you a real G, Chole. And I ain't talking, we are the law enforcing the law. Y'all talk about law enforcement. Levi, which is Moses' tribe, is the lawyer. And what it said, Levi law? Hell. Moshe is what? Came from the tribe of Levi. Moses, Yahweh had Moses for 30 days, 30 nights on Mount Sinai. He told him, teach the children of Israel the laws, statutes, commandments. They don't want to hear this. That's why y'all don't want to push us. They wouldn't dare have us on no Sardinetta TV up here on Lions 5 Radio. Cause Freedom Radio. Y'all wouldn't have us up here. We too raw. We tell you what not to do. Telling you that smoking weed, being LGBT, telling you not to follow these leaders. Telling you to only keep Yah in your mind as your leader. Telling you to keep the Torah as your leader. They don't want to hear this. We ain't telling you to keep Yahweh Shah. We ain't telling you to keep Jesus. We ain't telling you to keep Moses. We tell you to keep Torah. Torah is the only thing that we want you to follow. So it says Jeremiah 14:14. Adonai said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not. Neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto a false vision, a divination, a thing of not in the deceit of their own heart. And that's what they doing. We are Al Sharpton up there on TV. He never quote the Bible, but he a reverend. Why ain't you quoting the commandments? That Reverend Jeremiah Wright, but he never quote the Torah. None of these leaders. I don't never hear nobody quoting Leviticus. I hear everybody quote everything but Genesis, everything but Deuteronomy, everything but Exodus, everything but Leviticus. They don't want to teach the Torah. And so that's a problem. You get some of these messianic Hebrew brothers. They don't want to talk about these commandments. They don't want to tell people not to be lesbians. They don't want to tell people not to smoke weed. They don't want to tell people to not be in interracial marriage. They don't want to tell people not follow these weird leaders and these weird religions and to not be a divine nine, not to be, a Kappa and to dance and march with candy canes and all that weird stuff. Because that ain't with Yahweh Elohim. That's right. Whew. Let the church say amen. Let turn what they said. Turn to your neighbor. Say, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to get us Torah glory. Child, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to get a Torah glory. I said, glory, glory. We came to give Yahweh the Torah. We came here to teach y'all the right thing. Ain't that what Dr. Malachi York used to talk about, the right knowledge? This, the Torah is the right knowledge. Some of y'all in the YBNs out there, my brother who's sick right now, Moray Ariai Israel, y'all know his brother son right now, he's a former in the YBN. He would tell you that in the YBNs, before Dr. York got locked up, he was pushing the Torah. He was pushing the commandments and stuff. And then they locked him up. They don't talk about that. You don't want to hear the Brother Polites, the Prince Yorks, all these dudes. They don't want to tell you about Dr. York telling you to follow the commandments. They don't put that out there. They don't want y'all to know about that in the YBN side, do they? No. But they want to tell you, but you got the YBNs out here pushing LGBT. Yeah, and Brother Sumray, he'll tell you. He will tell you. The YBNs got LGBT. They in the LGBT parades. They out here talking about you can smoke weed. Weed is the herb. It's terrible. These are not the people y'all need to be looking up to. These are not people, and that's why they don't put us out here. That's why they don't put the Torah Center brothers out here, the brothers who telling you that these people are wrong, that's wrong, and not follow this black, white doctrine that they got you out here following. They don't want you to think like that. And so with this, I want y'all talk about law enforcement. I want y'all to enforce the real law, which is Torah. I want y'all to, that's the law I want y'all to enforce, is the Torah. That's the real law y'all need to enforce. And with that, I'm going to say shalom, peace, that everybody out there, this is Lions Vibes Radio, which is on Culture Freedom Radio Network. We used to do this years ago, and I told Moray Ariai that I was going to bring this back, and Lions Vibes Radio is going to be separate from the Tabernacle. Y'all remember, we used to be raw and uncut on Lions Vibes Radio. This is separate from the Tabernacle. We get to go in and hard on certain discussions like this. And so we're going to bring this back. And like I said, this is going to be separate from the Tabernacle. So anything I talk on the Tabernacle, I'm going to be talking about Torah up here, but it's going to be more outward. We're going to be more raw. We're going to roar like a lion over here. So, yo, this is where we get loose in the name of Yah and teach, and we teach everybody. Because, you know, we have our days where we can push, where we teach, you know, the Torah. But some of y'all can't be taught just like that. Some of y'all need this uncut teaching. And this is where we gonna get uncut as Hebrews over here at Lions Vibes Radio. So with this, like I said, I'm going to bring it back every Monday. Hopefully, we start this every Monday night. You know, Tabernacle going to be every Saturday night. But, this hopefully going to be every Monday night. Hopefully, I'm going to push this out. You know, and like I said, keep doing these shows. And this is what we're going to talk. So that's a shalom, shalom, peace. And like I said, keep my brother Morey RBI, Israel in y'all prayers. You know, he's getting better. You know, like I said, he's on a, you know, break right now, you know, taking care of his health. So, you know, like I said, keep that brother, you know, in y'all prayers. We gonna stay strong for that brother. I told him I was gonna hold down the fort. So, you know, that's how we gonna do it. And shalom, shalom, and Lions Vibes Radio. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam and Kwame Ashala. And this was the Chief Rabbi David Israel DeMorey up here signing off. Shalom.